part 9 of Trapped in the Closet, the hip hopera from R. Kelly 6 years ago. But Becky had never heard it before, and we didn't realise there were so many parts. People are gripped by this, honestly. All over my Twitter, all over our Facebook page, on the text, people getting impatient. So what you need to know about this is that in this amazing drama that's not supposed to be funny, and that's why it really is, everyone is married, but everyone is having it off with someone else, basically. Where we're at, R. Kelly and his wife have found out that they are both having affairs. R. Kelly's wife is doing it with a policeman called James. Now, in the story, he has just gone home after an incident with Rosie, the nosy neighbour, and a spatula, which never really got resolved, which I found disappointing.
Mm. Do you think they'll come back to that later on?
I really hope they do, because I want to know. Mm. Anywho, when the policeman gets home to his actual wife, he suspects something is wrong. She's been having it away as well. Surprise! And we think he is still in the house. The person she's having an affair with, we think he's still in the house. Meanwhile, Bridget is trying to change the subject by telling him that she's made a cherry pie. Cherry pie for him.
She's been so busy, hasn't she?
Really busy.
She's been doing cleaning. She'd made the cherry pie.
She's at a...
Yeah.
So she tried to, you know, make him think that nothing was going on by saying about the cherry pie.
Do you know what, though? If my boyfriend was having an affair and I was trying to talk to him about it, if he brought out some food, especially, like, a pie of some kind...
It'd put you
like,
right off the scent.
Yeah, I'd be completely forget about it, to be honest.
Yeah.
Just kind of, you know, eat it and move on.
So let's find out what happens next as we join James, the policeman, and his wife, Bridget, in part 9 of R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet. Drum roll, please.
He looks around the kitchen and says something is really weird. Then she says, why do you say that? He says, 'cause you keep trying to get me out of here. He said, ever since I've been in this house, your face has went from white to red. And remember when I first walked through the door, you act like you had seen a ghost from the dead.
She's acting all suspicious, like, this isn't looking good. Especially if you know what you know already in this story. So, yeah, Bridget's looking well suspicious.
Then he says, girl, if you're hiding something, I'm gonna be so mad. Then he hears something falling. He says, what was that?
Nice edit.
She's hiding something. He's...
I know. I like the way that he's getting all jealous, even though he's having an affair as well. Now, you'll notice when R. Kelly does the Bridget voice, he does put on a bit of an accent.
It's quite a deep south, isn't it?
Yeah, yes. My friend Chris is here. Couldn't really do the accent of Batman earlier, the American accent.
No, I couldn't. No.
Listen and learn here. Check this out.
He said it sounds like it came from upstairs. Sounds like the plumbing. He said, woman, that sound did not come from upstairs. I'd be damned if you're not up to something.
What is that noise?
It sounds like the plumbing.
Does sound like the plumbing. And I don't know about you, but I've experienced this. Plumbing can make funny noises sometimes, can't it? Like, sometimes it does. It does sound sometimes like there might be a man hiding up there somewhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it? Only in your house.
Do you not have that?
How many times have you used that as an excuse? Must be the plumbing.
It must be the plumbing. Sorry, it's not a man upstairs, hiding somewhere. No, you get that noise where it's like... No?
No, my fridge makes funny noises.
Oh, my plumbing does it all the time. However, if that was the end of the story, that would be rubbish, wouldn't it? Mm. It turns out it was just the plumbing. The end. That would be rubbish.
You can't drag us through all this to be the plumbing.
No, to have dodgy plumbing.
No.
Anyway.
Said, now the sound that I just heard, it came from this kitchen. And then he looks over by the stove while she's easing over by the dishes.
So he's by the stove, she's easing over by the dishes. So there's someone hiding in the kitchen, we think. Where can you hide in a kitchen?
Under the table? Behind the door?
Okay.
And then he walks over to the refrigerator and pushes it back. And then he looks her in her face. Looks like she's about to have a heart attack.
Oh, so he's not behind the fridge. Where else can you go?
If he was behind the fridge, he would have suffered an almighty end if he'd pushed it back.
Then he notices the pie on the counter. One slice is missing. Now the story's getting... Because he comes to realise that Bridget is allergic to cherries.
So the cherry pie that Bridget made, someone's eaten a slice of it. But Bridget's allergic to cherries.
But not so allergic that she couldn't touch them when she made it.
But so she can't have eaten the cherry pie, right? But there's a slice missing.
Maybe she'd had... Oh, I don't know.
Then he slowly looked up at her, and now her face is red as hell.
Oh, her face has gone red.
So she has eaten it. It's an allergic reaction.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Or
maybe she just got it all over her face, because that would cause a red face, would it not? A little bit.
Then he slowly looked up at her, and now her face is red as hell.
Her face is okay. It could have been just a little bit of red because she'd been wiping her mouth, but then she's allergic. So that's sorry, led you down the false way there. So I don't think she's eating it.
He's breathing real hard, moving closer. She says, "Huh, you don't look so well." And then he says, "Move." She says, "No." He says, "Move." She says, "No." Move. She moves.
Move. She moves. Move!
We never have arguments like that in my house.
Move!
No!
She moves! Oh no, what's gonna happen now?
And then he looks at the cabinet. He walks to the cabinet. Get close to the cabinet. Now he's opening the cabinet.
Oh God, he's at the cabinet. He's looking at the cabinet.
Doesn't this bit remind you of when I was originally stuck in the wardrobe and he was like, he was walking to the closet.
Yeah.
He got up to the closet. He was looking in the closet. And then he opened the door of the closet. He's following a pattern, isn't it?
Yeah,
this time
bit.
Cabinet.
It's like, cabinet. Cabinet, listen.
And then he looks at the cabinet.
Cabinet.
He walks to the cabinet.
Cabinet.
Get close to the cabinet. Now he's opening the cabinet.
What's in the cabinet?
Not only is there a man in his cabinet, but the man is a midget. 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 Midget.
Right. Well, that explains everything, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, this is a... Wouldn't have been able to hide in there otherwise.
It was exactly how he hid. He was a midget. Well, that's amazing, R. Kelly. And,
I can't believe we waited all that time for that.
It's a midget. Anyway.
And he's only done a midget because it rhymes with Bridget.
Yeah.
Otherwise it would...
Well, do you not remember that someone called up about 2 weeks ago with the midget spoiler?
Oh, and I completely forgot.
Yeah.
If I put two and two together, Bridget, midget.
Anyway, thank you so much, R. Kelly, for bringing this fantastic piece of work of yours to us. And part 10 of Trapped in the Closet.
That's not the end.
No?
Oh, yes.
No, there's more. Tomorrow, just after 6.